Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey ho! Tuesday.
Hip hop hooray!
Hip hop hooray!
Oh. Well, it was a cracking show.
Cool.
Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Tuesday.
Question. Whatever. No, don't whatever it. Don't whatever it. It's too early in the morning for that attitude. I expect that at 5:57 a.m., not this time. Okay, pull yourself together. Okay, do I need to read you a poem?
Why would that ever make me feel better?
Well,
what a weird thing to ask.
It is a weird thing to ask.
It does seem weird, but do you think taking your phone into a toilet is grubby?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Everybody does it. If you say you don't take your phone into the toilet, you are lying. And if you say that you read shampoo bottles still, you are double lying.
Or you're very old. Well, here's the thing. Here's for anybody who's doubting why you should take your phone into the toilet. There's a beautiful story that's gone a bit viral of a lady named Agnes who was in a public toilet cubicle going about her business when all of a sudden she heard another lady come into the bathroom and she was crying uncontrollably. So Agnes said, "Ahoy, ahoy. Is everything okay?" Only to learn that the crying lady's mother had just died and she was desperately sad. So Agnes, what did she do? I mean, a lady like Agnes, you know she's practical with that name. You know she's practical, she's resilient. She whips out her phone and she pulls up a poem that is quite literally called
Over the Rainbow Bridge.
To the woman crying uncontrollably in the next stall. That is the poem's title.
That is not the name of the poem.
That is the poem's title.
Did she write the poem?
Is she a poet?
Look,
you didn't know
it's not a great poem. I've read it.
Read us
this,
the poem,
no,
Sarah.
It's
at least give us the first three lines.
Really? If you ever woke in your dress at 4 a.m., ever closed your legs to a man you loved. A pillow in the dark stood miserably on a beach, seaweed clinging to your ankles.
She read
good money for a bad haircut, backed away from a mirror that wanted to. It's not the greatest poem. Anyway,
she read
Agnes read this to her new friend, who apparently stopped crying and thanked her for her gesture. I suspect when Agnes left, the woman started heaving,
sobbing,
with more uncontrollable sobs.
I mean, the gesture is nice, but perhaps a different poem about loss or loving our loved ones.
William
in
Wordsworth
spite
or something. She wandered lonely as a cloud over hills, and not this. If you've ever backed away from a mirror,
hold
business.
On. There's a singer singing.
Talk about AirPods. Now, you know, I've been very judgmental about people who wear AirPods, and I think it's succumbing to the latest trend. I think most people look like total noobs when they're wandering around with little quotation marks hanging out of their ears.
Wow.
I'm not for it, but here's the thing. My anti-AirPod stance actually got me into trouble because yesterday I've been trying to get my exercise routine back into, doing it back, full stop, right? And the best time for me to do it is after we finish work.
Okay.
Now,
which, you know, I applaud you because when I finish work, I just want to go home and do nothing for
And that's
bit.
What happens. As soon as I get home, I just lay on the couch or, you know, find things to do around the home. And when the kids are home, I don't do it. So anyway, after we finish our morning meetings, I've been taking myself off for a run / jog / slow walk.
Yes, any of the above.
And you know what I look like when I go out to exercise. I don't look cool. I'm a dag and proud. You don't need to say it so.
Well, you've asked me, what do you look like? So I'll paint a picture. You have visible fluorescent socks, very, very high vis shoes.
Yes.
Pasty
skin, visible sunscreen.
Leggings with pockets.
Always leggings with pockets.
Why? I will never know.
My hat and my sleeved shirt. It's all sunsafe.
A hat that looks like it belongs on a bus seat. The same
I
material.
Know you don't like my hat. Anyway, I wear leggings with pockets so I can slot my iPhone in and then my headphones dangle while I listen to my very interesting history podcasts while I run.
Oh.
Anyway, as I was going on my jaunt, it was quite windy that day and I came across a plant nursery on my adventure and the plants had fallen over in the wind and I thought, ho, 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 here I am to save the day, do a little bit of community service. I'm a bit puffed. I'll stop and I'll pull the plants back upright on the pallets, the wooden pallets that they're standing on.
No one asked to do that.
No one asked me to do it, but that's the kind of gal I am. There were eight that had fallen over and they were the plants like fiddle leaf figs, rubber plants, big leaves, okay, big trees. As I reached over to pull them up, my headphones got caught in their leaves. And as I was trying to extricate myself, my toe got caught in the wooden pallet and I fell down in the pile of plants in the nursery. Now, I'm 5'11". Okay, do you know how difficult it is to try and get up and backtrack out of situation?
Do they have CCTV at that plant nursery? Because I am prepared to go down there and ask for
it. They may well do, but I literally then just had to pretend like that was a momentary blip in my mission, pick the plants back up and then run off. Of course, I had to run back past the plant nursery and I think I probably broke my PB for running past the place. But that's a good Samaritan act gone wrong. I'll never do it again.
He's such a busybody.
No, that's being helpful. Those plants are expensive.
Yeah, but they have staff in there.
That's the wrong attitude.
No, but I'm just
saying.
You're
the kind of person who doesn't clean up your table at restaurants, aren't you? I absolutely do.
I resent that. I'm just saying, if you're on your fitness journey, why are you stopping and enough time to read what plants you're picking up?
Because we also failed to mention I'm asthmatic and I have to carry my asthma puffer as well.
A picture of fitness.
With the hat.
Also, women's health. I'm here if you need a new cover girl. Don't worry about Lee's. I'm where it's at.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
It's time for me to recap Remy's first communion. And I know that's riveting.
I mean, don't change the channel, anyone. This is going to be great.
On the weekend, my eldest son, Remy, celebrated the Catholic sacrament of First Communion. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't partake in
Catholicism
or anything.
It's where you get a really crap-tasting wafer. They pretend it's the body of Jesus.
It's the Eucharist.
And you have to drink out of a chalice of wine that every other member of the congregation has also put their filthy lips on. It's, you know, cold sores waiting to happen.
Is it actually wine for the children?
Yeah, it's not very alcoholic.
Okay. Sorry, moving on.
So anyway, of course, because I'm French, the French communion, I mean, the First Communion is a very, very heavy French tradition. And typically it involves like a 3-course meal and what have you. But I said no to that. I said, I'm not that French, Mum. You're going to have to deal with it. So instead I said, I'll invite all the family over for pizza, champers and cake. Mm-hmm. I thought that's a good thing to do. At last count, on the eve of the communion, we were at 20 guests, which is just typical of my family. Then that morning, Dane and I woke up. We had a stretch in bed.
Is that what you call it?
That's what we call it. And after our stretch, Dane said
to me, 2 minutes later, Dane, after our stretch.
Oh, listen, speak for yourself. Some of us have stamina and passion.
No.
After the stretch, Dane said to me, Lise, I've invited... Can you stop? I'm trying to tell people my first communion story. Dane said, I've invited 4 more people.
Oh, why not?
Why not? Why the bloody hell not? So I said, sure.
Yes.
4 more people, so we're up to 24. Then at 2 p.m. I got a text from Dad. Okay, my dad, Jacques, the Frenchman. Dad said, I'm going to swing by your house before Mass. I'll be there at 3:30 to drop Freya off. Now, Freya is a dog. So I've said to Dad, why are you dropping Freya off to my house when I already have 24 guests? And he said, oh, well, it would be a shame for her to miss the party.
So true.
I mean, a natural thought process.
This is the extent of craziness in my family. So on the night, we had 24 people and 4 dogs. Okay, it was manic. And then Sarah rocked up with her two girls.
Was she of the 24?
Yes, she was of the 24. I am quasi-family.
Sarah, you'd never met my grandparents before.
But this was a beautiful occasion for it to happen.
And what did Grandpa say when you walked in?
Ah, Sarah. So nice. I said, g'day, Pops.
His name is Pappy.
Pappy. Yes, Pappy.
G'day, Pappy.
But here's the thing. There was one member of your family whom I don't think was overly happy to have that many people in the house, and that was your husband, Dane.
I know.
Now, all 24, well, the kids were downstairs, so that left us with about 15 adults. And all of them decided to stand around the island bench in the kitchen.
And look, we've designed a beautiful kitchen, and the French people like to congregate in one area. We talk over one another, we congregate.
But Dane
Sarah.
Was having none of it. I saw him making some very abrupt head gestures to Lise, like move these, you know, move on, move on. Anyway, I was standing at the back of the room with the Australians, and Dane kind
Aussies.
Of sidled over to me and said, we've got 2 bloody acres, comfortable seating, and all they want to do is sit at the island bench. And he just kept muttering into his Peroni. Then when he went to step outside to the patio, there were the four dogs were at the door. And I heard him mutter, F off. Like, I don't think he thought it was that great.
You know, now that you tell me that he was drinking a Peroni, it all makes sense. Dane hates Peroni. I'm sorry, Peroni people. But Dad, my dad, loves Peroni. And Dad, I feel
it
it's
was a
bit...
culture conflict.
I feel it's a bit pass-ag, but Dad always brings Dane a six-pack of Peroni, even though Dane has said to him, I don't like it. Pass-ag.
Well, he didn't like much about Saturday night.
Passive-aggressive, for those of you not catching on.
I didn't even get
Guys, last week, Sarah, you brought into my life 2 things I didn't know I needed. And I didn't ask for either of them. But it's okay. I will talk you through it. So late last week, Sarah sent me a photograph via text message with a photo of a yellow sundress. And she said, I think you need this dress. Mm. Okay, it was a lovely cotton blend, a midi-length dress.
You've been looking
dress.
For a summer frock.
I and have
as
been
we're,
looking.
You know, the summer is fast approaching. It'll be here before we know it. And I always have you on my
and
mind.
I want one of those dresses that you throw on but you look a million bucks in. I don't want anything tight. I just want a throw-on dress.
Course.
And I loved the colour. It was quite beautiful. So I said, I approve. Get it for me. Ooh, I still haven't transferred to you the money because...
I've noticed that.
Well, the reason I haven't transferred the money is because when you handed me the dress, I realised that it was very, very sheer, which is probably why it was reduced.
Possibly.
To a whopping $34.95, okay? So it's a very sheer dress. I've tried it on. My first thing is my outy belly button is visible. I can't have any of that. Aww. You guys know that I'm touchy about my belly button.
Yep.
Okay? And the cotton is so delightful and light that it skims my outy belly button. I can't have that.
Yeah, it's like a third nipple.
Oh, shut up, Sarah. It is, though. Anyway, I can't wear my G-banger with it.
Of course. Oh.
I'm sorry, but I can't because now you can see, it's like Peach Watch. You can see my bum through it.
Yep.
And then I can't wear a strapless bra because you can see every detail of the bra. Mm. So I've said, well, what good is this to me now? So I've said, I don't know what to do with this dress. Sarah comes to the rescue with another item that I didn't know I needed. A petticoat.
Ooh, darlings, I'm here to help.
What is a petticoat?
See, even Aaron doesn't know.
Well, it's a slip or a petticoat. They're undergarments that you wore.
They're very old-fashioned.
To protect your modesty, I suppose.
And
I
who
think
would
that
have...
music's unnecessary.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
But that's extreme.
It's a very old-fashioned undergarment that nobody owns except Sarah Wills. But in this case, I'm down for the petticoat. So Sarah has brought me today, not one.
So it's an under thing.
So you wear it, it's a slip dress. You wear it underneath a sheer garment.
Sorry, yes.
So it covers your big belly button.
I understand you wouldn't have seen one in your young years.
I don't get it.
It's a dress for a dress.
Yes. So you bought Lee's a dress that needs another dress.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. So now she bought me not one, but 2 petticoats. So not only does Sarah have a petticoat, she has a plethora of petticoats. Yes.
Look, it's who I am as a person.
I'm grateful.
We know modesty fashion is coming back in. You just have to see it on all the shopping websites. Modesty, that's what it says. And that's what I am, modest. With
so
the
now I have to try on a petticoat with the dress, which defeats the entire purpose of a light summer dress.
Oh,
because
God's
now
sake.
I'm wearing 13 layers.
Just give the dress back to me. I'll return it. And also give me my petticoats back because I can't have them out of my wardrobe.
How is this music?
It's great, actually. I'm really enjoying it.
I kind of wish we could just leave it on.
Let's leave it on.
Do you want to see my petticoat?
No. Absolutely not. That's unfair.
Petty no. Those two girls. Guys, have you ever wondered what your phone case says about you?
No.
Not really.
Well, thank you so much for working with me on this. You know that this is what I wanted to talk about. This is the thing, right? There's some incredible personality tests out on the market now that are really revelatory when it comes to who you are as a person. And if you really consider what sort of phone case you have, I think it's an important way of discovering who you are.
Big thanks to BuzzFeed now and all their scientific research.
No, but think about it. There's always that sensible, boring friend who has the folio case. So it's at least someone over the age of 45,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Then you've got your Instagram junkie who may have like a mirrored case complete with selfie light.
Yes.
That says, of course, says a lot about that person. And then you've always got the weird, quirky friend with like the giant plastic hot dog type vibe, you know, the cutesy, quirky.
Yeah, I don't have any friends who have that, actually.
Do you just cull them if they have one of those cases?
I see their phone case and I think, no,
okay.
Not for me.
Okay, so moving on, I want to now...
Are you right, John Howard? Come on, spit it out.
I'm going to profile you. I'm going to profile you. So tell the people what phone cases you have, Sarah.
I have a ginormous hibiscus flower on a black background.
Is it a Kate Spade one?
No, but it's got a butterfly on it.
Okay, and
it's quite artistic.
Aaron, young sir?
I have, it's like
a leather.
Like a tan leather kind of case.
Very sensible.
Very sensible.
Apple Store authentic.
Okay. So I'm going to start with As. Okay, As, there is a category here for leather phone case.
Right.
Okay, simple, demure, elegant. The opening line is, hello, fancy person, which is just Aaron to a T.
It really
is. Says, you often host wine and cheese nights. None of your homewares come from Kmart. We know that for a fact.
He buys Wedgwood China. He's not even out of home yet. This is in preparation for moving out.
Okay, so that's correct. You're always reminding your friends to wash their makeup brushes. Well, I mean,
that's a bit
off brand for you because you don't have that. You buy fresh flowers for the house. Do you? Would you? Do you
I
want
don't
to?
Understand flowers, to be honest, but...
Because you're a practical man.
But it says that you fancy. Okay, that's correct, isn't it? Now,
you
down,
are the Iggy Azalea
down
of phone cases.
To Sarah.
That's a pretty good reference for you.
Thank you. So relevant. Wow, this
Four
network's
years ago.
Really starting to take hold.
Okay. Sarah,
yes.
You fall in the category of the really beautiful phone case. It's unnecessarily beautiful, right? It says, you buy your clothes from the designer section of The Iconic. She only gets them when they're on sale, though. Second point, this is correct. You always have your toenails done.
Always. True.
Correct. It says you have a girls' squad and you love spring racing season.
I really
you
do.
You really do love the racing. This is great.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes when you've had too much wine, you ask your friends to dare you to do ridiculous things like eat 14 pieces of McDonald's cheese. And when you see footage of it on Snapchat, you wish you could crawl into a hole and die.
Yeah, I do get a bit dairy on the drink. Yeah. Well, what about you? You don't even have a phone case.
I don't have a case. So it says you have a complete lack of responsibility. You cannot be trusted with nice things. You forget people's names 20 seconds after they've introduced themselves.
Tick,
and
tick, tick.
You have probably lost 3 phones in the past year. Tick, 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 tick. What's your name again?
Back tomorrow from 5.
Do you want to go to Macca's? Get me some cheese.
Only if I can film you. This is the
Those Two Girls Catch Up. That was the Tuesday show.
That phone case thing was pretty legit, actually.
It really accurate.
It was, wasn't it?
Really accurate. But that's BuzzFeed for you.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago, there was a book that came out by an Aussie author. I think her name was Catherine Eisman or something like that. And it was How to Tell a Man by His Shoes.
Mm.
And it was, can you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, vaguely.
But it was, this was before phones and, you know, it was in the late 90s. And it was an absolute cracker of a guide that was bang on with each and every synopsis. I should try and find it and then read some out.
That would be cool.
Because it was like R.M. Williams, deck shoes, yellow hiking boots, thongs, leather thongs, wow. You know, just went through everything.
Pointy shoes.
Pointy shoes, no socks. I mean, the no sock trend just does my head in, but I'm going to try and find
that's
this
not
book.
Going anywhere, that trend, the no socks. You no. don't do, you do socks.
I do socks. I don't get it. I'm a bit weird.
Especially
but.
When it's in brogues. It just.
It's a very hot trend. People, I don't get it. Dane would never.
No, neither
Dane would
no.
never. He's done a low ankle.
What are you doing? Why are you playing your microphone cord?
Just making music.
It's very ASMR.
I think he's sick of us talking.
About shoes and fashion.
All right, yeah. See you guys.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.